morning, Madeline. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So the government, as we know, is notoriously secretive about these centres. How did you get information for the book?
Well, it was tricky at first, but the fact is there actually is a lot of information on the public record. And when you start speaking confidentially to a lot of the people who have been there, it becomes quite easy to work out, okay, what is more likely or less likely to be true? What do you keep hearing a lot and what maybe isn't real?
So as I said in the introduction, there's reports of sexual, physical and mental violence. Mm. Just how bad are things on Manus Island and Nauru?
Look, what I found was things are far worse than, you know, we even possibly can imagine. When you hear just a little story here or there, even if they're shocking, they're in our consciousness for a short while, but then they sort of fade away. But when you put them all together, you see just how incredibly overwhelming life must be for the people who've been there for years now.
And just want to talk about this kind of concept of secrecy and the government's used the line on water matters. How successful has that been in keeping the true story of what's happening there from the public?
Well, incredibly successful. And if you combine this on water secrecy concept with the prison sentences that some people might face now if they do something as little as come home and say what they've seen at work that day. I mean, it's a common thing that most of us do. We go home to our families and we say what we saw. If there was something upsetting, we, you know, seek counsel from the people around us. Doctors, if they see abuse, would report it. And so to have a situation there where doing those basic things could lead to you being in jail, it's very concerning.
Now, polls show that most Australians support the government's current policy in this area. I think a poll yesterday said that about 40% of Labor voters actually support the policy as well. Do those numbers kind of surprise you?
Well, they don't, but polls are a tricky thing and you've got to be careful in how you use them, because what exactly was the question put to the Australian public? You know, most people don't actually know what's happening offshore and they certainly haven't been told what alternatives there might be. It's sort of there's this or there is an unregulated flow of boats. Which would you prefer? Hmm. So in that scenario, it's perhaps unsurprising that you get those numbers. But if you were to start talking people through the facts a little bit more, provide them with the evidence that's been hidden, and then say, well, what if there was a range of different options, which one would you prefer? Then those numbers might be different.
Okay. And this issue flared up on the campaign trail yesterday. As I mentioned, Malcolm Turnbull sort of seizing on disunity in Labor. How powerful do you think this could be in the upcoming election?
Well, I think it's very disturbing to see that it is becoming an election issue, because traditionally both parties tend to engage in a race to the bottom whenever this becomes a political issue. And we've also seen Peter Dutton now come out and make statements that, you know, we need to be concerned about all these refugees coming into the country who can't read and who can't, they're illiterate and innumerate and they're going to take Australian jobs. And the concern with statements like this, especially during an election, is they're not based in any facts. They're not based in evidence. And in fact, the evidence says the opposite, that these people are an incredibly valuable contribution to the Australian society.
A couple of months ago, the Supreme Court of Papua New Guinea ruled that offshore detention was illegal and that the centres would close. What do you think will happen in this area in the coming weeks and months?
Well, I think we're all desperately waiting to see. I mean, that judgment said that the Manus Island Centre should shut immediately. I think forthwith was the word that they used. And they did say it was the responsibility of both Australia and Papua New Guinea to ensure that were to occur. But what we've seen since hasn't really been any regulation of the situation. And it's impossible for us to know what's going on, because yet again, it's all being done secretly behind closed doors and no one's being consulted.
You mentioned before that it's only really shown in a binary sort of options. Either we have offshore detention or hundreds of boats arrive on Australia, but there are other options out there. What are some other options that the government could explore?
Well, I think for a long time, the common belief has been that if you're going to make this work, you have to give people a reason not to get on boats. Because if the only possible solution is to risk your life on a dangerous boat journey, then there will be people who will do that. So the alternative has to be creating legal and safe ways for people to make their claim for asylum and be processed. And then if they're found to be refugees, brought to Australia safely. And if they're not found to be refugees, to be returned home. Now, it might seem easier said than done, but the point is that the longer that we pour billions of dollars and all of our time and the greatest minds that the government has into trying to maintain offshore processing rather than trying to get a system like that up and running, the further we are from an effective solution.
All right, we'll leave it there. But Madeline, thanks so much for talking to us this morning. That is Madeline Gleeson, author of a new book, Offshore, Behind the Wire on Manus and Nauru, and also a lawyer and research associate at the Andrew and Renata Kaldor Centre for International Refugee Law at the University of New South Wales, talking to us about her new book and also the fact that this is flaring up in the election campaign. Malcolm Turnbull made some statements yesterday, and Peter Dutton, the immigration minister, also airing some pretty strong comments in regards to immigration in the last 24 hours or so. So pretty interesting to see how that develops.